Proclamation number 3585 of 22nd of October, 1945. Last test of will. The spiritual being which resisted God had to live through endless times of bondage, and only a short phase is given to it to test its will, yet this short phase is decisive for its further state, for its fate in eternity. The walk through the material world is certainly agonizing for the spiritual being because it cannot freely work according to its will. In the last stage, however, its will is freely given and therefore life as a human being no longer seems unbearable to it. Indeed, it usually feels so comfortable in this stage that it makes no effort to exchange it for a free life as a spirit, free of all earthly matter and thus of all fetters which previously bound the free spiritual. And that is why the last test of will is often not passed, and the endless long course of ascent development before was in vain when earth life still results in the spiritual being regressing, that it falls back into the hands of its enemy, who is to blame for its lack of freedom. And yet this last test has to be imposed on the spiritual being because it should strive towards God in complete free will if it wants to become free and regain its original strength. At the beginning of its embodiment as man, it is in a degree of maturity which guarantees its complete liberation. Therefore, every man can rest himself from the power of the opponent during his short earth life. He is offered all possibilities to do so, and he is also assured of God's support if he only asks for it. But in order to test his will, the adversary must also have the power to make him submissive to his desire, otherwise it cannot be spoken of a decision of will. And that is why earthly life is full of struggles and temptations, of all kinds of resistance, which the spiritual must and can overcome with God's help. Therefore the human being must consciously make use of God's help. He must be supplied with the knowledge of a power which can do everything it wants and wants everything that is good, because it is love in itself. The human being must believe in this power and make contact with it and, full of desire to belong to this power, appeal to it for strength to reach the aim on earth. Then he will release himself from bondage, because God's love seizes everything that consciously and in free will turns towards it again, as it once turned away from it in free will. The spiritual being has to pass this last test of will, and earthly life is given to it for this purpose, so that it will finally become free from God's opposing power and attain its original state again. That it is intimately united with God as a being of light, from whom it once originated. Amen.